Well, how about the swamp along the sea coast? Do you know what they call that?
No, I don't. They got a different name for that. I mean, that seawater makes that bushy.
Uh-huh. Ever hear it called marshes?
Yeah, that'd be all right. It's all sandy, you see, around the seashore, and it don't get so much. Only you've got places you've read of quicksand. You get on that, you just sink. It's water and sand mixed together, and they never sit. Just keep stirred up.
Uh-huh.
And that way, when you get in that hole, you just keep going down. There's been a sight of people and stuff smothered to death in these sand holes. I imagine where they're at, a stream of water coming out of the land into this river or creek, everywhere it is, keeps that stirred up all the time. Won't let it drain. Get hard. Just keep it stirred up, and when you step in, it's like stepping in water. You just go on down.
What do you call the smallest kind of stream?
Branches.
What do you call the next smallest?
Creek.
And the one larger than that?
River.
What are the names of some of the branches around here?
Well, there ain't no branches. What we call branches, they ain't named.
Uh-huh.
Only by the farm they're on. Say that branch goes through Bill's farm or Jack's farm or something that way. Creek, now you take this creek here at Auburn, Black Lick Creek.
Mm-hmm.
But it runs on down below Shakertown. You know where Shakertown. And it goes into what they call the Clearfall Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes down, on down a little further there, about 5 or 6 miles. Runs into Gasper River.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they got them named.
What do you call the high points of land around here?
Call them hills.
Uh-huh. Ever call them anything else?
No, if they're big enough, they call them the knobs.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got a knob back here, about 4 or 5 miles back here, called the Pilot Knob. Well, that Pilot Knob, way back in my old granddaddy's day, he said, people going from Nashville to Louisville used this knob as a pilot to go on a certain side of it, to go to Louisville or Nashville, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it got the name of Pilot Knob.
What do you call a hill that's very, very high?
Call that a knob.
Uh-huh. What if it's much higher than a knob?
Well, it becomes a big knob then. They got them different sizes, you know, and all of them's named that they generally go by, regardless of size.
Mm-hmm.